Joshua Oppenheimer's 2012 film, The Act of Killing, explored the aftermath of massacres of communists, activists, ethnic Chinese, and others in Indonesia in 1965 and 1966.
There was a right-wing military coup where the government of Sukarno was overthrown. This was supported by most of the Western world, including the United States. And to effect this, somewhere between 500,000 and 2.5 million people were killed in less than 6 months.
Even today, 16 years after the end of Indonesia's military dictatorship, death squad killers and their proteges remain powerful and respected.
Lunch in the recess at school and heard his teachers saying, tonight we're going to kill Romney. And he had to go home that night and tell his mother what his teachers said. Romney was indeed killed that night. And the next day, what did she have to do? She had to send her other children back to that school to be taught by her son's murderers.
Even now, Indonesian school children are taught that the killings were necessary.
It's not talked about as a genocide, it's talked about as the heroic extermination of the Indonesian left, and what's taught is that they somehow deserved what happened to them.
In Washington, Senator Tom Udall has introduced a resolution calling for the U.S. to disclose all documents relating to American support for the Indonesian military coup and genocidal regime.